And I want to bring you some breaking news about Manston Airport. Our news editor, Alex Bish, is with me in the studio. Alex, what do you know?
Jules, Manston Airport has actually been sold to new owners this morning. I've just come off the phone with the PR people representing them. And these are people who are known to people in Kent already. You know the Discovery Park at Sandwich?
Yes.
When Pfizer pulled out, it was sold to a big private consortium, wasn't it? There were three major shareholders. Two of those individuals, two of those men, Trevor Cantner and Chris Musgrave, are the ones who've met Anglogue and they've actually bought Manston Airport. They will own the lion's share of the former airport. Anglogue will have a small retained interest. I'm told it's a minority interest.
Okay, but she is not leaving. She hasn't sold up entirely. She remains a part of the equation.
A small part of the equation. But the new owners, I mean, the big question is, will this be an airport in the future?
Exactly.
But I've looked at the portfolio of the shareholders. Okay, these two people have helped to redevelop Pfizer. You know, lots of businesses they've brought in there. They helped to redevelop a business park in Teesside. And from the notes I have from their PR people that I've just received, Jules, they're saying that they want it to be a mixed-use scheme, helping to create more than 4,000 jobs. But there is nothing there which indicates the airport reopening. They talk about housing. They talk about shops, schools and community facilities.
So it sounds at the moment as though Manston will not reopen as an airport.
That's right. And it's a real blow for Thanet District Council. Only last week, they met with a company called River Oak, a US investment firm, who have attempted to buy Manston three times this year alone. They're the company who've come out and said, OK, Thanet Council, we'll give you $20 million for a CPO.
And is that compulsory purchase order?
That's correct. Right. So they were going to put the money up. And we heard from their boss last week, Stephen DiNardo. And we asked him this question. Why were you turned down by Anglogue?
Yeah, I don't know what she was looking for. We were willing to show her proof of funds, whatever it took.
Do you think she didn't want to sell?
My guess is she didn't want to sell.
Or was it she didn't want to sell to you for whatever reason?
Hard to say.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because it now looks like she had another buyer in mind.
Exactly. We don't know how long they've been in talks. We're going to hear from the new owners later today.
You were saying, Alex, that this is a blow to Thanet District Council. And it is a blow if they were committed to this being a functioning airport. But if the new owners are right and they can generate all these additional jobs, that's many more jobs than the airport had, isn't it?
Potentially, that's right. Because we were looking at 150 people who lost their job at Manston. This is thousands more. And these guys have actually got a good track record in redeveloping business parks, land, you know, turning them into housing estates and shops and so on.
But housing has been a really sensitive issue and lots of local people did not want this to be turned into housing. And it sounds like that is definitely going to be an element of the plan.
That's right. But I've got long memory, Jules, like you. And I remember before the last general election in 2010 and the last local elections in Thanet. And at the time, Labour were opposed to any form of night flights at Manston Airport. OK, so at that point, people were on a downer in terms of developing Manston Airport. And, you know, now, unfortunately, the Labour group are in charge in Thanet District Council. They've looked at trying to develop the airport. They're in a difficult position, aren't they? Because, you know, before they weren't that supportive.
But also, when you look at the National Party, what is the first thing that came out of the Labour Party conference this year? And it was talk of more house building and talk
That's
of
right.
creating these sort of organisations that get it up and running once a suitable site has been identified. It all starts to look like this might actually tie in with the National Labour policy.
There will be people unhappy, though, this morning, Jules. People like Sir Roger Gale, who's already told me this morning that he wouldn't support this being turned into housing. He wanted it to reopen as an airport.
OK, Alex, let's get the reaction of our listeners. Thank you very much. You heard there from Alex Bish. He's our news editor with the breaking news this morning that a majority share in Manston Airport has been sold to Trevor Cantner and Chris Musgrave. They are the men behind the Discovery Park Consortium in Sandwich, the former Pfizer facility. I want to know your reaction to the news today that Manston has been sold to new owners. It looks like the end of any prospect of it being an airport again. We're talking about businesses and housing. Is this good or bad news for you in Thanet? 03459 811111.